This wonderful psalm can be a great prayer for lots of different situations that we're in, not just anger that we're focusing and thinking about a bit more today, but lots of different situations. And I'm sure it has probably meant quite a lot to some of you over the years. It's meant a lot to me, to us, in a very different thing. We weren't thinking about anger at the time when this meant something special to us. We were thinking about something very different from that. But today we are focusing on anger and how we can pray about it, because we are in a world that seems very angry. And you know, we don't have to pretend. We do not have to pretend with God. We do not have to say with God, "I'm fine," and show by our face and our tone that we're exactly the opposite. We can be real with God. God can take it. And this psalm tells us that we can't hide from God how we feel. We can't cover up from God how we feel. He knows us so intimately. He knows our thoughts and he understands us. It says in the Bible reading, he is familiar with our ways. And if someone is familiar with your ways, they know you very well. Deborah is very, very familiar with my ways after many, many years of marriage and knowing each other before that. So I can't cover up with her. And I'm sure that's the same within your own families and friendships. Being familiar means that you know. This sounds really great in a way, that God knows all about us. He knows every thought that we have. It sounds wonderful. But sometimes it might mean that we feel we want to try and hide our thoughts, our anger, our frustration from God. And we try and do this in lots of ways. I don't know about you, sometimes I pretend that God doesn't know, and that makes me somehow feel momentarily better before I realise that he does. And if we look at this psalm, if you've got your Bibles open at those pages, if you look at verse 7 onwards, it starts by saying, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? Where can I hide from you, God? How far away can I go? What can I do to hide how I feel from you?" Well, God knows us so well that even if we went up to heaven, he would be able to find us. Even if we tried to go right up there out of the way, he would still know. If we tried to sail far, far away over the oceans, he would still be able to track us down. The longest journey, 12,000 miles, is it, from here to Australia? We couldn't escape God by going 12,000 miles to Australia. He would still know. Should we try and hide away in the dark? God's light will always break through, says the psalm, into the darkness of our lives and the place we want to be. God knows you and me, this psalm says, so well. And he has known us from the very beginning, it says. He has known us from before we were even born. Verse 13, "For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb." God knows us from the beginning. And then all through our lives as we grow up, look at that handsome young man with a great head of hair. As we grow up, God knows us from the beginning, all the way through those years, right up to the present day and beyond. God knows us as we journey through every single part of our lives, from even before we were born. There is nowhere that you and I can go to hide our thoughts and our anger from him. He knows and he can deal with it. And the person who wrote this psalm uses this prayer as a place to let it all out. Probably David. And he wants to show God just how angry he is about some things. We didn't read all the verses, but I encourage you to read it. Because in this psalm, in this hymn, if we go to verses later on, you see how cross he gets. At verse 19 to 22, he lets all his anger out to God. He doesn't just say, "You are wonderful and you know me, God, and I admit it, I can't hide from your love and your grace." He actually says, "I'm now going to let it all out. Oh, that you would get rid of the wicked, kill the wicked, all those who speak maliciously about me. Oh, that you sort them all out," he said. "I really hate the people you hate, God. I'm really, really cross. Can't you sort it all out?" He lets it all out, but then he comes back to praying. And he says, "God, search me. Go deep into my heart. I invite you to deal with it. I trust you to deal with my anger, and I trust you to deal with my life. And I invite you to do that. I trust you to deal with my anger, and I invite you to do that." I guess that's something I'm going to ask each one of you today, whatever age you are, to think about what you're feeling angry about or cross about today. And can we trust God to deal with it? Can we tell him about it honestly? Can we invite him to deal with it? Can we say to God, "Search me in my heart and my thoughts, and know me, and lead me in the right way"? Are you angry today with someone? Perhaps someone in your family. Perhaps someone in your street, perhaps someone in your school, perhaps someone very close to you, perhaps someone actually on the world stage, a politician. Are you angry about situations around the world? I'm sure some of us are justly angry and confused about that. God knows, and God can deal with it, and God wants you to bring your anger to him, to release it to him, and for you to trust in him that he can help you. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. Lead me in the way everlasting. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You're acquainted, you're familiar with all my ways. Even before I say a word, you know it. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Help us, O Lord, with anything that angers us now. Help us to bring it to you and to trust you to deal with it and to help us with it. Amen.